Bluegrass Jam Along is proud to be sponsored by Collings Guitars and Mandolins, each and every one built from the sound up in Austin, Texas. This episode is also brought to you by Peghead Nation, the home of roots music instruction. If you want to improve your playing, join me and thousands of other pickers getting better every day at pegheadnation.com. Hi, this is Matt, and you're listening to Bluegrass Jam Along, the podcast for anyone and everyone who loves bluegrass. Hey everybody, welcome back. This is your Bluegrass Briefing for Monday the 4th of March 2024, and this is your regular weekly sort of 10 minute update on news, new releases, various bits and pieces going on in the world of bluegrass. And I was always going to kick off with just a kind of recap on what's going on the podcast. So last week, if you missed it, there was an interview with Missy Raines about her wonderful new album Highlander. Really enjoyed that interview, really sort of feels like we sort of went in deep on the kind of stuff that's been inspiring Missy, where she's at in her journey. I really enjoyed it. I hadn't spoken to Missy before, and it was just a fantastic conversation. Really, really cool. Really enjoyed that. If you missed that, go and have a listen. And coming up on the podcast this week, I've got an interview with Ethan Sherman. He's got a new record out called Passages, which is out this week. A bunch of bluegrass instrumentals. It's a really, really good record. I think you will all like it. And I'm talking to him about that, but I'm also talking to him about a book he's written, co-written with Adam Levy, called String Theories. It's a book about practicing the guitar, and it's full of tips and stuff you can do, but it's also full of ideas about how to approach being a musician. Feels very much like the kind of book you can dip into for years to come. I've been looking at it for a couple of weeks now, and it's fascinating. And so we talk about that a lot as well, and that was a really enjoyable conversation. Again, hadn't spoken to Ethan before, and that was great. So yes, coming on Wednesday, a conversation with Ethan Sherman. So yeah, check that out. Also, last week's briefing, full of news and announcements if you missed that as well. Lots of cool stuff coming up on the podcast in the coming weeks. Fill you in a bit more on that as it happens. I've got a lot of good stuff lined up, but there's going to be something Tony Rice related coming up, which I know a lot of you always enjoy, and another couple of interviews with musicians, and something I'm putting together that is an interview with somebody who doesn't really have anything to do with music, but I think could be a really cool conversation to sort of frame some of the things we approach when we are musicians and make music. And I'll tell you more about that when I get there, because I haven't recorded that one yet or even got the date booked in, but I think it's going to be really interesting. Probably a bit cryptic sounding, but I will tell you more about that when we get there. But that's it. Let's crack on with the news and announcements, the bit we call Church Street News. And there's a couple of bits this week. First bit, IBMA Awards. There's going to be two new awards at IBMA this year. One of them will sit in the Industry Awards, and the other will sit in the main sort of IBMA Bluegrass Music Awards. And the first one, which is going to be part of the Industry Awards, is Photographer of the Year. That's a new category, and that's sort of, you'll go through the regular sort of nomination process for that. If you are a photographer, if you are an artist who's worked with a great photographer, if you just have seen loads of great photos that you like by somebody who works in and around bluegrass, let them know about that. Yeah, really interesting, that one. And the second one is going to be for Music Video of the Year, and that will be in with the Bluegrass Music Awards. So yeah, two brand new categories there for the IBMA Awards later this year. I came out to IBMA for the first time last year. I'm really hoping to get out again this year. I don't know if it's going to happen yet, but I would love to do that. I had such a great time. If you haven't been to IBMA, I would urge you give that a go. And there'll be more news on what's coming up at IBMA as it comes. There's usually some stuff coming out over the coming weeks and months, so I will let you know more when I hear more. Yeah, so the second bit, Marcel Ardan's Lessons with Marcel YouTube channel. Marcel was the artist in residence at IBMA last year, actually, and put a lot of content together while he was there. And this video he's put out this week is essentially, it's a tribute to Tony Rice's rhythm playing, and he sits down with a bunch of my favourite guitarists, and I'm presuming yours as well, to chat about Tony's rhythm guitar particularly and sort of how impactful his style is. So Marcel's on there, but obviously all the guests too: Trey Hensley, Chris Eldridge, Jake Eddy, Cody Kilby, Jake Workman. Tony Rice's rhythm playing is fascinating. His rhythm playing is, for me, like the thing. I love his lead playing as well, but the rhythm playing is what I find most fascinating. So yeah, I'll put a link in the show notes. Go and check that out as well. So yeah, two new IBMA awards and a really cool new video from Lessons with Marcel. That's your news and announcements this week. Let's move on to The Grass is New. And there's only one thing to mention in The Grass is New this week. New band called Ezra. They founded by award-winning composer and multi-instrumentalist Jesse Jones, and the band is comprised of Jacob Jolliffe on mandolin, Max Allard on banjo, Craig Butterfield on double bass, and Jesse Jones on piano and guitar. This debut album includes 9 works by Jesse. Musical kind of... It's instrumental stuff, I guess. Isn't it like experimental, instrumental... There's a track in the playlist, Bangelina, from last week's playlist, so go and have a listen to that. But yeah, just really interesting, and I haven't sort of fully explored this album yet, but there was a really interesting quote from Mike Marshall in the press stuff that came with it, and just I've heard bits of Max Allard stuff before, obviously heard bits of Jacob Jolliffe before as well. So yeah, just really interested. It's something new to me, and I love a bit of instrumental... experimental string band music, so that's been in my ears a bit, but looking forward to really diving in and hearing a bit more about that. So that's Ezra's debut album, self-titled. It's just called Ezra, and it's on all the streaming places you would expect it to be. I believe they've also got another album, maybe even 2 in the works, so lots planned out going on there. So one to keep an eye on, but that is it for new releases this week. Which takes us on to Scroll On Buddy. Now, this is just something that I've seen on social platforms that I liked, thought you might have missed or might have enjoyed. It was quite a sort of... might have gone under the radar, this one, but James Key from East Nash Grass just posted a photo of him with George Groon and a Martin guitar, saying basically, this guitar's got a lot of music left to make in it. Thanks to Earl Scruggs for all the music he's made so far. And he's bought... Earl's 1955 D18. It's a really interesting one. I interviewed people about Earl for the tributes I put out earlier this year. Alison Brown said that she believed that Earl had always played a D18, and a lot of banjo players like a D18 because it's got more of a sort of slightly cleaner banjo-esque sound than a D28, which I thought was really interesting. But it's the guitar that he used on the Flat and Scruggs TV shows. It used to have double pick guards, and one of them was removed in the 80s, I think it says, on Groon's website. It's the guitar that Earl scratched his name on the back of the headstock of, which Trey Hensley mentioned, actually, in the Earl tribute episodes that I did, that he'd done that with some of his own guitars. I'll put a link to the listing on Groon's website, because it's still up there. If you can go have a look if you like. But it came with, you know, Earl's own guitar strap and, you know, a lot of history in that guitar. I'm a huge fan of Earl Scruggs' guitar playing, as well as his banjo playing, but I really like his guitar playing too. So it's just cool to see that guitar being bought by somebody who's going to take it out and play it. You know, I think sometimes expensive instruments get bought by people and sort of they sit around being an expensive instrument, but this one's obviously going to make a lot more music, and that is very, very cool indeed. That's it for Scroll On Buddy. And then the last bit is just what's been in my ears this week. I like to just mention what I've been listening to. Might be old, might be new, might be random, whatever it is. And I've been listening to the Ethan Sherman record Pastures, particularly in advance of doing the interview with him. And that comes out this Friday. I've been really enjoying that. Really kind of, it's a very melodic record. Just full of great tunes, played really well, arranged really well. So much, you know, interesting stuff going on in there. So I'm looking forward to that being out properly and hopefully getting a chance to hear that later this week. I've also found myself listening to quite a lot of string quartets, which may seem slightly random. But I found that, like, while I'm at work doing my regular day job that isn't this podcast, I often put on instrumental music because I like to listen to music while I work, but I don't always want stuff that's got words in it because I write quite a lot for work and lyrics can put me off writing. I just sort of found that with a string quartet, I get often the same sort of vibe that I get from some of the instrumental stuff like Strength in Numbers or Hawktail, or just interplay between acoustic instruments playing different lines and yet being part of a band. And so yeah, it's not something I know a lot about. I've listened to a bit of string quartet music in the past, but really interesting sort of parallel between that and some of the string band stuff. It's not a million miles apart in many ways. Yeah, that's what I've been listening to. If you've been listening to anything cool, do let me know. You can email me, matt@bluegrassjamalong.com. You can pester me on social channels. I'm on Facebook, I am on Instagram, and I'm also on Threads. And links to everything on the Bluegrass Jamalong website, bluegrassjamalong.com, where you will find a list of all the episodes, all the chord charts for the tunes. You can play along with all the tunes, speed them up, slow them down. Yeah, it's all there. But that's it for this week. Do check out the Ethan Sherman interview on Wednesday. And I will see you with another one of these on Monday next week. Have a great week, everybody. I'll see you soon, and happy picking. Bluegrass Jamalong is proud to be sponsored by Collings Guitars and Mandolins, making some of the finest guitars and mandolins in the world since the 1970s. Visit collingsguitars.com and find out why.